WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Said says he thinks that if the Israeli government arrests Hanan Ashrawi, it would be an act of provocation that could derail the peace talks. We called Mark Sofer, Deputy Consul General of Israel in New York, and asked him first to explain the law which Ashrawi would be accused of violating.
As you know, the PLO, as a terrorist organization, one dedicated to the destruction of Israel, is an organization which has been outlawed by the Israeli parliament and the Israeli judicial system. As such, any contacts with such an organization are indeed illegal and apply to whoever they may do so.
What is the evidence against Hanan Ashrawi?
Well, as far as we understand, and I didn't actually see the interview myself, but I have the reports in, she appeared on Jordanian television mentioned and said there that she had, in fact, been in contact with the PLO. This, of course, is against the law in Israel, as she well knows, and therefore would have to go through the judicial processes, as would anybody.
The law that forbids contact with the PLO, is that phone conversations, or what kind of contact exactly is forbidden?
It actually applies to any contact with the PLO, and you may well know that it actually, it doesn't, this law, as any other, is not a selective law, in the sense that it doesn't apply only to those people who are unknown, against those who are rather well-known internationally or locally. Indeed, there have been Israelis who have been tried or brought through the judicial processes for having such contacts with the PLO.
Now, some skeptics are saying that this is an intentional move on the part of Israel to derail the next stage of the peace talks. What comment would you have on that?
No, under no circumstances will it do so. The peace process in the Middle East is not based on any single personality on any side. It's a process which will encompass all parties and all people connected to it. As far as I understand, and as we all know, Hanan Ashrawi is not even a member of the Palestinian-Jordanian delegation to the talks. No, the peace process will move forward, and it'll move forward even if certain parts, certain members of a Palestinian community do break the law. Hopefully they will desist from doing so in the future. Israel, for its part, will do its utmost to get the peace process moving forward as quickly and as ably as possible.
There is the possibility that the Palestinian delegation would pull out in protest if Ashrawi were arrested.
They would be doing that at their own disadvantage to do so, because in the final analysis, peace will have to be worked out between us and them. It would do no good for them to pull out on one issue or other issue or any other issue. And the only thing really to do is to move forward with us on the peace issue, forgetting or putting aside those issues which are connected to side subjects, such as an individual breaking the law and for which he or she must go through the judicial processes in Israel as accepted.
What about the possibility of some kind of diplomatic immunity for Hanan Ashrawi, since she is functioning in a kind of diplomatic process now?
Diplomatic immunity is granted to representatives of states, and there will be no state of Palestine. As such, she does not. Should not be and is not granted any type of diplomatic immunity or any type of diplomatic recognition. And that's accepted, of course, on all sides.
In describing the PLO, you describe the PLO as being dedicated to the destruction of Israel. The official position of the PLO is to recognize Israel and to work toward a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
I would be the last person to discuss and to decide what the official position of the PLO is. I believe you have one position today taken by one person within it and another one tomorrow taken by another. The position of the PLO is very clear. It's spelled out in its manifesto and its charter. That manifesto and charter call for the destruction of the State of Israel. the acts of terrorism and murder of Israelis, both Jews and non-Jews, including, incidentally, Palestinian dissenters, and Jews outside have proved that it has one aim and one aim alone, and that is the destruction of the State of Israel. Anything else is but a ploy to achieve that end.
Mark Sofer is the Deputy Consul General of Israel in New York. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.